It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. I am so excited to be with all of you on this August 5th, 2024. I really can't believe this is happening, but I am totally honored. I'm very privileged, actually, to be following Mark Husson's show, as you all know. And I have so much to say, and I'm so excited, but I want to welcome you all to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat. If you do not know me, we're going to get to know each other, I hope. And I see some familiar faces and faces I haven't been able to see in a little while, and I'm super excited. I cannot contain my happiness and at the same time my nervousness, like it's a brand new hour. And so I feel like I'm on radio with you guys for the first time, which is good in a way, but I'm laughing because Mark was going, you know, one of our, I just want to say hi and thank you to him for this. And, you know, this is a blessing because it brings back a lot. And the timing of the retrograde is very ironic, although nothing shocks me with the psychics over at 1-2. And what I mean, especially the father of 1-2, because he does things sometimes psychically without really knowing in the moment why he's doing it. And then it all kind of unravels that way. But that's some of the amazing gift of being a great psychic. And believe me when I tell you, he understates himself. And I want you guys to know this. And I'm probably going to get in a little trouble, but that's okay. Since it's our first Monday hour together, I'm probably going to be a little sentimental. And of course, I have a Virgo rising, which is amazing because it's at 4 degrees, and that Mercury retrograde bringing me back to following Mark's show. It's a lot to have to really come after, but it's also, for me, it brings me tears because I have wanted this for some time, and at the same time, it was so great when we go to things that expand us, and we kind of have to go out there and clip our wings a little bit and learn how to fly, or even as human beings, to do something new and different. As a Virgo rising, with, by the way, this retrograde is smack on my Uranus Pluto ascendant in Virgo, and yes, I have some Virgo, so I was humored by some of that Virgo talk. Definitely, because I have that in my brain, obviously. It's what makes me nervous. It's what makes me shy. It's I hide a little bit because of it. Probably, thank goodness for the balance of all of us as human beings. If we didn't have certain things, I guess God knew what he was doing when he created us all, because if he didn't, you know, we don't know. It could be it could be dangerous out there, you know. So I'm humble about it, and I feel grateful beyond measure to be with all of you. And I especially have been laughing about the Virgo energy because, believe it or not, after 15 years here on radio with you all, I am still nervous every single week. And I am still, now today, this is like big time because I'm laughing in that, yes, I'm so used to being with you, but you would think, I don't know, it's just that Virgo in me who worries about being perfect enough, who worries about being positive enough, who worries about being able to care for you the way you need and deserve to be cared for. I see so many faces. I'm so excited. Lori Love, I'm so excited that you're following me after me too, and that we're all together on Mondays. And of course, I will say this, you all know CA is my heart and she's my spirit, you know, and she's the other half of me, you know, most days. And I love to drive her crazy and then not. But at the same time, I'm going to miss her terribly. And I feel a little bit, she did, of course, text me right away like she does every Tuesday on Monday, and it really made it easier for me to create and make this change with you all and to be able to talk to you for the first time in so long, some of you, because you can't get there every day of the week or you can't be here every day of the week. And believe me, Kinga, I see you. Shelly, I see you. It's so nice to be able, Jennifer, Dove is in the chat room this morning. Michelle, hi. It's so great to see you also. Jennifer is a one to listen psychic astrologer. Thank you so much for being here. And you know, Tara, hi. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy that you're here. And so, yes, we're going to have this thing, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, Mark, to get into that Virgo energy, because what the main thing that I was thinking about, and it's so interesting, because when something happens and we're here, when we gather together, something happens, and especially, you know, on a retrograde, we hear all of these things. And hopefully by now you've been with 1-2 in our community long enough to understand that many blessings can come from it. I am a testament to that, because I have done some crazy things in retrogrades that everybody would think I was crazy for. And I hope that wears off on you, because there are so many great things that can happen. Now, in a Virgo retrograde, I feel that the blessings, the corrections that we make, the things that once seemed too difficult for you to tap into, perhaps, those things that you want to correct within maybe your self-care, healthcare, your sleeping, your scheduling, maybe your nutrition, your exercise, whatever that may be, to take care of self. Because when we do that, no more excuses, you know. I think trying to be perfect for everyone else, really remember now, we only have so many hours in a day. Trying to be perfect for so many other people takes away from our ability and our humanness for ourselves to take care of ourselves, so we can actually better take care of everyone else. And I think that's a big thing right now, making corrections without worrying about being so perfect. That perfectionism about Virgo drives me mad. It holds us back. We all carry each of the 12 signs in us to some degree, as you know. We are all affected by our charts. Have 12 houses, no matter how balanced or imbalanced or perfect or imperfect they look. We all contain a whole human being, you know? And part of that is bringing in and absorbing all of the energy that takes place every day with the planetary transits and things like that. But that damn perfectionism about Virgo is really what I want to knock into with you guys for a minute. And I see questions in the chat room, and I can't wait to come and answer them. But the bottom line is this: sometimes releasing during the retrograde, what anything with an RE, right? Anything that happens with those RE words, including real estate, because I believe real estate is a real asset. Okay, interest rates aren't great, but we can get some deals during this cycle, especially with Virgo. Virgo loves a good deal, right? So I'm going to remind you all to tap into those RE words over and over again to really see what you can release or restructure in your own life during this time. Virgo wants to be a neat freak. Virgo wants to be, and release the perfectionism within you to make your life a little sweeter. Because nothing in this life, I'm thinking of myself, and listen, I'm preaching to the choir, because of course I had this big plan last night, just like a good Virgo rising, to come on, you're going to get more sleep, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to be ready for this Monday show, you know, you think like, I don't know what, but in any case, thank God I'm not running for office. But in the meantime, I'm just telling you guys that releasing some of this, what could make our lives better right now? releasing some of that inner perfectionist that really slows you down. It creates insecurities. It creates really nonsensical self-talk that we no longer need. It maybe brings us a little fear, a little paranoia even, storylines that we create in ourselves that can keep us up at night over and over again. And these are the things we want to deal with. Getting organized, maybe making a few lists if you're not used to that, knocking off an easy-to-do thing a day, or perhaps it's shampooing the carpet. Okay, check. Getting the mail organized, check. You know, opening that envelope that you have been afraid to address for many weeks. You know, these are the types of things. So I hope this retrograde can remind you not only of how really it's a miracle that we can be imperfect and exist in a positive way. That's the miracle of living. That's the miracle of being a human, you know, but really to release anything that is holding you back so that when September rolls around or even the last days of August, you know, when that retrograde's over, you can go after what you want and really have an enthusiasm about it without all that fear or without all that perfectionism attitude to really slow you down, you know. And so I think that's part of today. I am so grateful. I think when Mark does something or when perhaps it came together as far as, you know, following, I think always in the back of my mind when we feel maybe a little off balance or we feel, you know, we go through changes in our lives, we go through cycles in our relationships. By the way, yes, Quelly, you too. I don't want to neglect this. We're on the outer skirts, of course, of the hurricane, but we have had quite a bit of tornado warnings and stuff. And I want to assure you all that we're extremely safe. We have an amazing safe home and things like that. But we have been getting a lot of that tornado stuff in any case. And Quelly, you too, anyone in Florida, please stay safe from the storm. It's not the largest, but sometimes these are the buggers with all that rain. So please stay on that, okay? And stay, don't take any chances. You don't have to. And it really does help. And that was another thing my little Virgo mind was saying last night. Oh my gosh, what? I had a plan, guys. Like I was like, okay, I am going to prepare for God forbid if I have no power, know this, know that, you know what I mean? I'm like, please stay on, please stay on. And but of course, at the same time, I know consciously that it's not going to occur, but that little unconscious bit of fear comes in and starts talking to us, you know, prepping for the retrograde naturally. But all that Virgo energy kicks my ass, and I'm sure it kicks yours too. But we can turn it around, use it for good, and I think you get the point and the messages. I'm super excited to come on into the room. Say good morning to all of you. I'm so happy to see some familiar faces. My beautiful godson is here this morning, Tyler. And I just want to say hi. I know we have a birthday celebration coming soon. It's so great to see you. Kelly's on the Jersey Shore, one of my favorite places on the earth. Hello, hello. And Yanira, I can't believe it either. I'm so happy that you are here. Kinga, you too. I haven't seen some really, and Shelly, some really familiar faces that I haven't been able to see in a long time. I am going to come into the room and take your questions. I'm super happy that you've all made it, and I'm totally grateful. Kat, I have to come and talk to you, so we're going to say something. Kat has had a baby. She's 3 weeks and 2 days old. She is a Cancer Sun, Scorpio Rising, Libra Moon. She's been gassy and breastfeeding doesn't fix it, so I get upset. So I have had so much connection to Kat's pregnancy, and little did she know, I was kind of in the background a little bit harassing her mom to get it, like, get her born. Like, it's time. You know, I kind of spoke out and I spoke up and I felt it. And I'm so proud of you for doing what you've done and for this massive change in your life. It's going to be amazing. We are, of course, this Virgo retrograde will keep us that way. And we have to understand and begin to remember that this isn't forever. Number one, you're in a very vulnerable spot. Number two, I do think because she's a little Cancer, they have these little tummy things from, you know, we have to just expect that, right? Of course, my puppies are coming in because everyone forgot it was new show day. So just say hi real quick. Monty, hello, good morning. They'll be out of our way in a minute, guys. Sorry about that. So you hear pitter-patter on the floor, speaking of retrograde. In any case, I'm super, Kat, I know this is going to be, I'm not a physician, so I can't give you medical advice, but there is a specialty and save yourself, you know, honestly, the stress, I want to say, save yourself the stress of the struggle in that I know you're nursing and I know you're going to continue, but there is a specific special formula or two that is out there that maybe you will consider when you're ready. I don't want to push it, but I'm already seeing the can. So I know there's something special for her that can really help you and solve and settle her down. You know what I mean? So maybe you want to mix it up. I'm not saying immediately. So I feel definitely, I'm not saying this has to be immediate, but I definitely feel like you can pull this off. Let me just take a peek and see. I'm thinking a few more weeks. And usually I'm very sensitive to your breastfeeding and I want to support that wholeheartedly. Sometimes they need a tiny bit more just to give them a boost. And that doesn't mean you stop breastfeeding. It just means you add something to settle her down. And so you can't, don't be upset. I see that she's saying she's upset. How can I say don't be upset? It's a very common, it's normal. It's of course specific to you, but it's a very common thing. And I definitely feel like it's not really your doing whether you fix it or not, because she'll be fixed. Okay. I promise. But I just think it's a little bit of time before it's completely corrected. Okay. So I'm going to say this, by the end of the retrograde, let's connect again. Let's see how you do it. I'm happy to, I don't want to give you any names of what you need for the formula, but because I really want a physician to be able to do that for you, but there is something out there for sensitive tummies that will work fantastic, okay? So please know that, and I hope that helps, all right? All right, let me just take a peek now. I'm going to come back in. I guarantee you by the end of this cycle, we'll have some good news from you. And I know that you're doing fantastic and I'm not worried long-term at all, okay? All right, let's take a look and see who's next. I know you guys can hear some sniffing and everything else. We're in the middle of this storm, so the puppies really can't go outside, so I'm apologizing for all that. I know you hear that Frenchie breathing and everything else. I promise it's no one but the puppies. And I apologize so much for the interruption. So embarrassing. It is a retrograde. We have to expect something. But I have a big audience now. All right, let's take a look. Maureen, lots of love to you. I'm so happy that you're here. She says that she's trying to stay healthy as her husband is homesick with the flu. I'm so sorry to hear that. All right, I know you know the protocol. I know you're medically inclined, no doubt. Let's just take a look at you and the space in the home. I'm sure you're going to be okay, and I know you'll be taking those proper precautions, but my heart goes out to you big time. And let's just see how we do, okay? All right, here we go. I'm sending lots of love to all you guys too. All right, here, let's, Maureen, let's see how. Let's see how everything else is going to be around the clock here. I definitely see strength and reserve. I'm seeing the Chariot. I know things are going to get healthier. There's no question. Of course, you're going to take the precautions. I see your anxiety around it, obviously, but again, there's a lot of strength. I think what's happening too during this retrograde cycle with you is that there's going to be so much forgiveness, and I don't know, and this is another thing. I think along with the perfectionism comment about this Virgo retrograde, I feel like forgiveness is key to releasing a lot of what, I mean, obviously, I know this, and Maureen, I'm not saying this specific about you, but sometimes I think with this energy or whatever's happening, it's like, how could you get sick? You know, we can't, none of us can get sick. It's not the time to have the flu. Da, 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 da. We get like, you know, this and it's so human and normal. But at the same time, I feel like what's happening in your space over these next few weeks is a lot of forgiveness energy. And I'm not talking about forgiveness for the damn flu. That could happen to anybody. I'm talking about deeper levels of forgiveness, a lot of forgiveness of self, a lot of forgiveness in your relationship, or maybe your other, you know, other relationships, your children or whatever it may be. Forgiveness is definitely going to be a topic in your home and in yourself, and it's going to make you feel so good when this cycle's over. I actually think it'll be a bit longer than the three and whatever, how many days, we have 3 weeks, 23 days I think we have. I'll be counting with you, but I definitely see this as a really, really good cycle. And so I do hope that helps. I hope that gives you a little bit of guidance around maybe where. Thank you so much, Becky. Thank you. I appreciate that. And Laura, Maureen, I definitely feel like this is going to be a really good thing. And for everyone, for all of you, I think that when we release some of that perfectionism in us, it really is about judging ourselves. And it's about, because of this, we kind of lash out, or we, this is for everyone, not just, I'm not singling you out, Maureen, on this. It's just segueing into for everyone listening. I think forgiveness is really key about letting go of some of that inner perfectionist and that releasing the fear around certain things or whatever it is that's holding us back, fear of judgment. We have so much self-criticism that we forget how many things. If you guys could sit down this month or these next few weeks and take a list, and I always use the number 12 for obvious reasons, but if we take 12 things, or maybe make a list for yourselves, what are the 12 things that you really love about yourself? Maureen, this is for you too, but every one of you. What are those 12 things that you appreciate most about yourselves? You would come into the world in a much, tomorrow morning will be better. Every day will be better. Just remind yourselves of those dozen things you do every day or that you are every day in this world that bring things to others. And the gifts that you possess and the things that you love about yourself are what others are going to see in you and love you back, okay? So let's not forget that. But in any case, I do believe we all forget because we're so busy trying to make it right. We're so busy trying to make it better. We're really putting pressure on ourselves. And now with, I think not only are we competing with ourselves a lot, we have other things in on the planet to feel overwhelmed by, and the things we have to compete with, or maybe stay longer on the phone because we can't. We have to stay longer on the phone because we can't get through to a person. We're talking to a voice recorder, or there's so many things that require patience from us now that once, you know, we really didn't have to deal with these things earlier in our lives. And so we learn over time. And the same amount of patience that we've had to exercise in the world is exactly the amount of patience you need to have with yourselves, and things will really start to get better, okay? All right, everybody, let me go find my Kinga. I have not talked to her in so long, and I want to, and Rochelle, I'm coming to you also. Hold on now. Kinga, where did you go? I've already put the puppies to sleep, no worries. Oh, hello. Hello, Kinga. Big love and hugs to you. Just wondering if you could offer insights into career. It's been a difficult year, and I'm so ready for a turnaround. Yes, I can. Her birthday's in November, which I believe is going to start this, your birthday season this year. Now, we're only in the beginning of August, and I know this seems like a long shot for me to be talking about today, but I want to because this is what I genuinely see. And that is, between the month of November and February of next year, you are going to make a huge leap in your career. Now, that doesn't mean something isn't coming earlier, but I want to be honest when I say how big I see this leap to be. So I would say, if you're on the rung of a ladder and you're on your third, you're going like up seven notches. You know what I mean? So it's a big leap. I do believe there's a leadership position for you. And please, guys, when I communicate with you like this, I will be able to differentiate whether I am connecting to what I'm saying or not. So I don't remember when I don't, and I'm not today, I can tell. So please know I don't have a lot of memory over it, but I will try my best if it returns and we need to talk about it again, okay? Starting to learn the difference between how my messages are coming through. And Kinga, for you, I probably won't. So we'll talk about it again before the time comes. But there is this tremendous leap, and I feel very strong about it. My intuition is that you are not getting what you deserve right now. You are going from a 5 to a 10. That's really more in alignment with what I see. And I feel like you just keep it, I said 3 to 7. It's 5 to 10. So you are going to grow and really go into something. Now, the other thing they're showing me is that there is an organization or a company that is, it feels almost like a family background, or perhaps a past life connection that you once had, that maybe we can go back five lifetimes ago, and you come back into this organization or this company that hires you or elevates you in the future. But it's going to be, you're going to first feel like, oh, am I ready for this? Oh, can I really take this leap? Can I do this position? Can I do this time slot, something like this? And you can't, the answer is yes. But you're going to feel very familiar about this entity or organization. And I truly believe that it's generational, like family owned almost, but it's going to be so good for you. And I do hope that helps. Okay. And yeah, I really, really like it. And I hope it really isn't going to make a whole lot of sense yet. I feel, and the reason I'm saying November to February, I feel the month of October. Okay, something happened in May that started to get a little wonky. That's how I'm feeling. October completely changes it. And then from now to February, it changes again. So to me, I'm thinking of these four time frames that seem to be opposing signs, like however we look at it. This is how it's going to play out. So something happened in May, something's going to bear fruit for October, that's going to begin, but it's not going to manifest until maybe winter, February, okay? Or maybe late January, third week, like this. But you're going to start learning about it in October. This change is going to become very, very obvious to you, and I do hope that helps. Okay, let's see now. I'm going to go ahead. And Pamela, let me take a look at you and see. Let me go ahead and refresh you guys. And let's take a look. She said something. I want to come and find you. Okay, she says, Kat, I'm facing the fact that I have to make quite a few course corrections. I am trying to do it gently because I'm my own worst critic and try to do an all, I think this is a good idea. This is exactly the kind of thing, Pamela, you're so on point with the energy. You know, we have to start recognizing, I believe that if you all start to recognize and we recognize, we are so aligned with everything taking place in the sky. That's why it's so great to have an astrologer also. Because when we look at the astrology, and of course I take the astrology into consideration, but I do not do the angles and the, I don't know how you guys do it. The astrologers are amazing. Of course, I'm partial to 1-2-listen.com no matter what, but the bottom line is they know their degrees, they know your angles, they know what's going to happen next and all of these things taking place. But in the meantime, if we recognize that our intuition absorbs everything going on in the sky and the way the universe was created, and the wonder of that, like really start to embrace the fact that you know what's going on more than you think, you know? And so when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, here you are, we're talking about correction. I was thinking about this with the Virgo retrograde, what's going to come out of it? Blessing, correction, miracles, new beginnings, meaning foundation, structure, purpose, everything that you have wanted to, like, when we have to face certain things, when we have to not do it. She said she's trying to do it gently because she's her own worst critic. That's Virgo right there. And you're trying to do an all or nothing routine. What I said earlier was perfectionism. It doesn't exist. Our humanness exists. I think being imperfect and being a little messy at times is a good thing. Some people would disagree. I don't see how we could sustain perfectionism in every which way, you know, in our lives. It's impossible humanly. And you're not, you know, unfortunately you're human, right? But I'm teasing you. I think you can do this. And this is the energy. You're totally in alignment with the way the planets are telling you to be. And I do believe you're going to make this happen. Now, for you, it's going to be about a 5-week time frame. And I feel good about that. I do see fear holding you back some. So I don't think it's going to be overnight. But I really do believe you're going to be able to overcome this stuff. And again, the releasing is so important. And I feel so good about what's ahead for you, okay? Now, let me see something here. You come back and let me know by the second week of September. Let's go with that. I feel like you're going to feel like you're in a new plan, new program, you know? And I like that, okay? Releasing our inner critic is a good thing. You, guys, I want to mention before time flies, time is flying, I'm seeing. Peggy is taking my Tuesday spot over tomorrow before C.A. Brooks. And I just want to shout out to her and thank you so much for being here. And I cannot wait to hear you tomorrow over there. And I'm so grateful that you took it. It's a very special spot. So before C.A. And so I feel really good about that. I was more, I guess, fussy about that, you know, than anything else, because, you know, I cherish CA, and I definitely felt, okay, this has to be right or it can't happen. And so thank you for making it right for us, Peggy. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Let me go ahead and refresh. I have someone in mind. Terry, it was you. She says, I would love to get a reading for my birthday, 8462, whatever cards that fall out. I also know that it's got to be for this new moon. Hold on now. On my birthday is really a good time to start fresh. My nephew's birthday is today, and he passed away several years ago. Maybe he'll have a message. Brian used to call me every birthday at 11:45. Oh, happy birthday, honey. All right, let's take a look. Happy, happy birthday. I feel like you need a day to spoil yourself without question. And I'm not sure. Hold on a second. I'm not sure if you have lately, and if you haven't, it's time to kick it. Kick it into overdrive, lady, because it's your time, and I feel this strongly. More self-care is definitely warranted. Also, carving something out. You know what I feel, Terry? You're going to be doing something that you love to do and have put it on the back burner. And if you do not yet have a plan, let me just look at the rest of what you said. Okay. If you do not have this on the agenda, I feel like it's going to come up by this season earlier rather than later in the autumn. I feel that. So let me just take a look. Not summer. Definitely returning to something you love. I actually feel creation, and I feel more creativity coming out of you this year, more than ever before. And our very artistic energy, new beginnings. I also feel it's okay. You too have relearned to release any self-judgment. And you're very, very protected on this planet. Terry, I'm also getting mother energy. There's something about this. If you could just let me know, they're picking up your mother, maternal energy, and something about this. But there's a lot of healing going on with you this year also. So they're giving me a bit of a mix. They're let's just choose some words for you. Creativity, energy, self-care, healing, and whatever it was, there's a deep-seated, deep-rooted healing around the mother energy. So your mom, specifically, there's something about this coming through with you. And I don't know if that makes any sense. We don't need to go into the, you know, full depth here, but I definitely feel this is coming for you. So I hope that helps. Also, re-navigating your like financial foundation, perhaps like this, or maybe even coming back to visit certain things that can give you a lot of solid foundation in yourself as well. I think part of this is don't be afraid to spend money on yourself either. That's putting it plain and simple, okay? And I don't think it's that plain and simple, but I definitely feel like you deserve it, and I hope that helps, okay? All right, let's take a look. Hello, hello, Patricia from Texas. There was someone else. Okay, Peggy's saying that I'm so sorry to hear her. She said due to COVID, her show is not starting till the 13th. I'm going to be looking forward to that. Lots of love and blessings to you, Peggy. I know you're going to be, please take good care. I know you'll be okay. I know this one's a bugger, but I know in some ways it's a little bit less. In other ways, there's no, you know, room to joke about it or anything. It's very, very difficult, but I know you're going to get to the other side. No problem. And please know that my heart is with you and your healing, okay? All right, let's take a peek. Patricia, I am so excited for you and your new part-time law office job. And I'm so excited. I hope it leads. I'm going to say I'm leaning towards it going into more. It makes sense that it's temporary during this cycle, but that's okay. I love that. Rochelle, let's take a look, fellow Gemini. I'm a little difficult on this subject only because I'm old and I've learned a lot. I'm laughing about Mark Husson. You know, when you have one of those friends in your life that you can't escape, you learn a lot about yourself from that person. He would attest to this comment that I have a lot to say about this topic because I have, you know, I don't know how to say it. Just know that I have a great husband, and I feel like that is a testament to many, 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 many experiences and lessons over time to get me to the right place. And it also goes without saying that you want this because we feel, or you feel, when I say we, it's because I relate to your Gemini energy, of course, and I love it, and I understand a bit of your heart, you know, and the way, of course, your mind thinks, but it's obvious that, I'm going to say this first and foremost, he's going to find you, number one. And I'm thinking about the pumpkins, and I love Halloween time. And I feel this because I see you in a pumpkin patch, but you're like the perfect, you know, like this is how it's coming through. It's so corny and so true, but it's like the perfect pumpkin, you know, we're going to pick it, or he's going to pick you like that. And so I like that time of year. I don't know why it's coming through. This is crazy. Your guides are a little kooky today, but I'm going to go with it. I like it because it's authentic and I have a vision of it and I feel confident for you that he will find you. Now, interestingly enough, because I'm getting these major visual signs, I feel that you should be attending a few festivals of sorts. And I'm wondering if you have attended any of late. So, because now this doesn't mean that I want you to look at every pumpkin patch that you drive by and have to stop over there. I don't want you to look. I want him to find you again. So that's a very big sign for me. And for you, I feel like if you just kind of kick back, now let me just think about this and let me pull a few cards for you. One, don't look. Of course, you know, everybody says that. And then you kick and scream trying to prove it wrong, but it actually turns out to be the truth. Two, hold on now. I don't think I've ever visualized a pumpkin patch too much. I don't remember this ever happening. So it's very clear. So there has to be something to it. So let me just take a peek, okay? So now sometimes they can give me a timing this way. It could be Halloween energy. It could be, that could mean a Scorpio energy. I'm thinking this for some reason. Do you have any water in your chart? I'm assuming. Let me take a look. I feel very strongly about this, though. because they're not taking me away from it. So let me just see how you are here. And I want to pull a few cards as well. I'm trying to, you know, I don't know if you have any Archangel Michael connection, but that's also coming through as a sign, Archangel Michael. And you all know I don't, you know, I don't see the angels too often. I don't really go there too often. So there's something to it there for you. And let me just take a little peek at more. Yeah, you know, your past, oh yes, it's going to be fall for sure. You know, you're being, I don't know if anybody else, it's so close to home, it's not even funny, but I'm also wondering if you're going to be with someone close to home that brings you to the pumpkin patch, right? So any of this is possible. However, interestingly enough, your past is coming back, meaning almost grade school, I feel energy like this, or high school, college, just past stuff. I don't know if you're, now if you're hooked on somebody from the past, that's okay. Something like this. Or if you thought something could work with someone from the past and they went away and it never happened and then it can return to you, this, that kind of thing is coming through also. So you come back and report in, but I don't think you need to look. And I feel like letting go, surrendering, letting God. I am not kidding. I feel very, very confident about your time coming. And I also feel the same about not looking. I hated when people used to tell me what not to do or what to do, and I'm sure you do also. So I'm not suggesting anything except kind of surrendering, but I know he's going to find you. So you know what? Stop looking, because that's not how I'm going to predict boldly that it's going to happen. He's going to come back to you or come to you, okay? That's how I feel. And I do feel some interesting things about, maybe you have a childhood connection or something. There's something very similar or common that you're going to know is true coming together. I feel that for you. So can you come back and let us know, okay? I know there was a time that I would state out loud, I didn't really believe. Sometimes we don't believe that something is in the cards for us, or we can't fathom it. And I only feel this way for myself when it's so major that it could be impossible in my own mind, and I talk myself out of it. And those moments I talk myself out of things are when they happen. So I don't know what that's about, but it's happened with only major events, pregnancies, marriage, all of this, unfortunately loss, people I lose that I can't fathom living without, things like this. But all of these things that we can't believe in ourselves, I think the Gemini mind can talk you out of anything. I believe that once you get to that place where, hey, you know what, just go about it and say, all right, I'm not going to find him, so why waste my energy, and just release it to God or your higher power, whatever you believe in, just do that and just let it be. You don't, there is no work for you to do there. How's that? It's going to naturally happen, and it's going to lead to marriage. Okay? No doubt. All right, let you come back and let us know. Okay, let me see who's next here. The weather is calming. I could definitely feel grateful for that. It's very peaceful here suddenly. so glad we made it together today. I'm going to come into the room and see who I can answer next. Jonathan, I have something to say to you. There is a company or something, somebody is going to subcontract you or contract you out in the next 3 months of time. It may happen sooner, but I'm going to say by 3 months this season coming up. I feel really good about your business expanding, and it's going to be like a lot of business from the same avenue. I don't know how else to say it. Not just one client, maybe a few, several like this, or more than one thing to do for this company. It feels like more of a complex or corporation or in this kind of a multiple customer situation, like really land it. So good luck to you. And you come back and tell me that, okay? It's coming through too strong to ignore, but super excited that you're here with Tyler, and thank you for that, okay? All right, let's take a look. Hi, Kelly, so nice to see you. Thank you for that. I'm excited too, appreciate that. All right, let's take a peek. All right, let me just see who's next here. All right, let's pull a card for you. You just kind of jumped at me. And I feel like I'm missing someone I wanted to talk to today. All right, hold on. Kelly, I'm going to be a little short and sweet about this. Super happy that you're here. I'm going to give it to you straight. I feel wishes coming true. And I feel super excited about your, you know, sometimes some of us, when we talk about the perfectionism and stuff like that, it's really hard to feel satisfied or fulfilled or even joyful at times, you know, but you have a joyful energy coming, and something's coming before you even express the desire for it ahead in your life. And I'm going to go into the latter part of September. I feel really good. I feel like you're going to nourish. There's like this nourishment coming through you. That's a bit of a self-nourishment, but at the same time, also some success that is going to be really, really fulfilling. And so if you've been waiting to hear some news, I do see some news. It could even be around relationship, whatever it may be. But in general speaking, you're going to be super satisfied with what's happening next in your life and your personal affairs, okay? And it could be professional as well, because I do see successful energy, but you're going to have some happiness ahead. So I'm excited for you that way. All right, and we'll talk to you some more in the near future here. One more thing, guys, before I go. Lynn, she says her natal Pluto is 6 degrees Virgo and her progressed moon is Virgo. I am an expert at self-criticism, learning to lighten up and spot those criticisms as lies. I love what you're stating, and I want to share with everyone. False evidence appearing real. Fear. I love that. Thank you for sharing with all of us. False evidence appearing real. That is so true. How we convince ourselves of all of that evidence is beyond me. And the more of an empath that you are, I think the more criticism you contain for yourself or maybe others at times, because we're not really thinking about that. Perfectionism is about, what am I doing wrong? Making it about ourselves, making it about how am I contributing to this, or perhaps giving ourselves a checklist of what could I have done better. I'm going to leave the show today, and my Virgo mind's going to say, okay, was it okay? The dogs came in the middle of it, blah, blah, blah. What could we have done? Could it have been better? Could it, you know, all of these question marks in this Virgo energy. And so, unfortunately, we can't bypass anything taking place in this enormous sky that we exist in, but at the end of the day, we count our blessings and go to it. I am wishing you all so much confidence, so much assuredness to bring in some of that Leo energy we have left for this these next couple of weeks, and to come into a place of maybe even a higher spiritual place with yourselves. Remember, there's an entire universe that wants to give to you, that wants to help you create and manifest. You know that productivity of the Virgo brain, that productivity of the Virgo season, which we have ahead of us, which gets to arrive after we leave this Mercury retrograde, so we can act it and be it soon as well. So we have some extension of time here to get our goals accomplished, right? And so that's what I'm hoping for you all, getting ready for this this month, this August season here, and the end of this, by the end of this retrograde cycle, you should all feel renewed, and I love that. And don't forget, you're not here alone ever. And I think it's really important to lean into our faith right now, and really everything that you contain within yourselves and your creative beings. Okay, so excited! Thank you so much. I am wishing you so many enormous blessings. I love being with you on Mondays. Now, let me get this right, guys, because I have been programmed week after week. Lori Love is also a friend of mine, and she is going to follow me, of course. Lori the Love Sherpa, I know you all know and love her, so please stay tuned for Lori coming up next. Jay Varvel, thank you for being our producer always, and lots of love to all of you so very much. See you soon. See you next week. Bye-bye now.